opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You have tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win.
You don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
Operation RNC. I said Operation RNC. You know what it's all about? It's about this. It's about the resistance. Resistance is coming to Cleveland, Ohio, July 13 through 15.
It's the resistance.
We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air.
That's right. The resistance is coming to Cleveland. And it's not Star Wars. It's Created Equal. We're going to Operation RNC in Cleveland, Ohio. And then we're going to be giving you updates here a little bit today, but mostly next week, as we launch this national campaign to get the Republican Party to include a provision in their party platform to defund Planned Parenthood. But it's more than that. It's not just about that, because that's not all we're asking for. We're not just asking that they defund Planned Parenthood. We're using this as an opportunity to call this nation to repent for 43 years of unabated child killing. That's the real reason we're going to Washington, or going to Cleveland, Ohio, for the Republican National Convention. As you know, this week on Monday, the Supreme Court of the United States handed down a very difficult decision for folks like myself. I'm going to spend more time on this later when we unpack the effect that it might have on Ohio and the laws passed in 2013. But for now, we're not going to talk about that. What I want to do today is I have in my studio here eight of our interns, summer interns for Created Equal, and I want to do this. I do this every summer where we give our interns an opportunity to come on the radio and just share with you, these smiley young people, friendly, pro-life activists, share with you why they do what they do. If you go to our Facebook page, we are an organization that's focused on raising up the next generation of leaders to take on the culture of death and win. These students are the best out there. And I'm hoping that there are people listening to the sound of my voice and their voices today that'll be inspired to join us. But if not join us, join some kind of ministry that is on the front lines of the culture war. We need people to fight. We're losing our country. We're losing liberty. Life is hanging in the balance. And the future of Christianity in America is also in jeopardy. So let's start here. My first guest is Lizbeth Nelson. Lizbeth, thanks for being on the program. Where are you from?
I'm from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Oh, okay. Several of our interns are from Fort Wayne. Lizbeth, how old are you?
17.
17. Why are you doing this? You could be out enjoying your summer, getting a nice tan, hanging out with friends, maybe making a few dollars, and then going back to school. Why are you doing this?
I am interning with Create Equal to do as much as I possibly can this summer to end abortion.
And why did you pick us then? Why didn't you join, Ohio Right to Life? Not that there's anything wrong with them or Students for Life of America.
Because Create Equal is very unique in the pro-life movement because they train students to have a real impact on the streets.
And how do we do that? Why? What's different about that? Doesn't every pro-life group do that?
No, not really. Create Equal is very direct in reaching real people on the streets about abortion.
So you've also been active in your own community, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've taken what we've taught you and you go back home and you use it. What do you do there?
Well, with our group in Fort Wayne, we do some street outreach. We do Operation Overpass, where we set up the banners.
Yeah.
And
that's my favorite project.
And we do some flyering.
And other things.
Mm-hmm.
Lizbeth, thanks for being on the program. Let's give
you.
Her a hand. Yeah, all right. Let's move on. This is going to be a rapid-fire program, folks. So we're moving on to Audrey Arndt. Arndt, right? Arndt?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, Audrey, where are you from?
I'm from Toledo, Ohio.
How old are you?
18.
18. Are you graduated from high school?
I am, yes.
Are you going to college?
Yes.
Maybe.
Maybe-ish.
You may work for us forever.
No. Yes, maybe. We'll
so,
see.
So where are you from?
Toledo, Ohio.
Okay. Why did you come to our – why did you come?
I came to intern with Create Equal this summer because I wanted to do something that was bigger than myself. This is our modern-day Holocaust, and so there's – I don't see any other way.
What did the Lord do to convict you of this? Because a lot of – listen, you know, you're one of few. Mm-hmm. But there aren't many that are willing to pick this as the ministry they want to get involved in. Why is it this for you?
Yeah, well, it took Create Equal coming to the University of Toledo, where I'm going to be going to college.
Yeah.
And just showed me how selfish I was being and how I was spending my time. And I saw that.
So you were attending the University of Toledo, or you
yeah,
just
I was
there doing outreach with us?
Just a few classes there last semester.
So it was us on the campus that convicted you to do this work.
Yeah.
See, folks, when you go to college campuses, we never know what's going to happen. We do know that we're going to have an impact. We do know that we'll save babies. We do know we'll change hearts. We're uncertain, but in this case, someone decided to invest a great deal of time, and that's Audrey from Toledo. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to move on here. Next one is Silas McCulfer. Silas, where are you from?
I'm from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Yeah, Fort Wayne. What is it about Fort Wayne?
I don't know.
Maybe you have a good church there, a good pastor.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
what's your pastor's name?
Tim McCulfer, my dad.
Okay. And Lizbeth, yeah. what's your pastor's name? Yeah, Wendell Brain. I've had Wendell on my program before. We've had several people come out of Wendell Brain's church in Fort Wayne. That's Trinity Evangelical, right? And Wendell's a former rescuer. So, there's a common thread here, and that is pastors that preach on abortion raise up their youth to fight. That's why you're here, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did you find out about Created Equal?
I found out about Created Equal through my sister, actually, who came on one of the justice rides, and she really sort of dragged me along into several pro-life things until I got the conviction myself and realized that there's a Holocaust going on in my country, and I don't want to go down in history as one of the people who stood by and let it go on.
So what is a justice ride?
A justice ride is a week-long trip that Created Equal takes. Takes a whole bunch of students out to basically learn how to do street activism and Operation Overpass, just equipping students with the tools they need to go home and make an impact in their own communities.
And how old are you?
I am 21.
21. You're going to college, right?
Yep. I'm halfway through.
All right. So what are you going to do when you graduate?
I'm not exactly sure yet.
No, you're on the spot. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to work for Created Equal.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. Come on. All right. Well, we're looking forward to the rest of the summer. What do you think about this Operation RNC? You excited?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really excited.
Have you ever been to a national political convention?
I have not. No.
This will be a real eye-opener for you, I'll tell you that much. Folks, if you want to join us for Operation RNC, go to createdequal.org or go to our Facebook page at Created Equal. We'll be there July 13 through 15. Let's give it up for Silas McCulfer. Yeah. All right. Next is Rachel Klein. Rachel, how are you?
I am great.
Where are you from?
I'm from Marion, Indiana.
Marion, a lot of Indiana people here. What is it about that state? The Hoosier state?
Well, I guess we're a unique bunch.
Where do you go to church?
Where do you go to church? I go to church at St. Bernard Catholic Church.
Okay.
In Wabash, Indiana.
So how did you hear about us? It wasn't through your pastor, or was it through us?
No, I actually heard Seth Dreyer's call to action at the Life Defenders Boot Camp in Fort Wayne.
Yeah, Seth Dreyer is our training director here at Created Equal, one of the best trainers in the country. And so take us along the decision-making path as to why you decided to invest your summer in Created Equal's efforts.
Well, after going on my first Justice Ride in the spring last year, having real conversations with real people out on the campuses in Florida, mm-hmm. I realized that abortion should never be permissible, and it should the unborn killing or the killing of the unborn is never okay.
By the way, folks, we go to Florida every winter. Spring of 2017, we'll be in Florida March 5 through 12. And I'm speaking to you parents right now. If you have a young person in the same age group that we have here in the studio, please send us your youth. We will train them up. We'll take them for a week and just immerse them in the teaching of not just pro-life apologetics, although that's a very big part of it, but we teach them about social action movements. Historically, once we actually followed the Freedom Ride, the paths of the Freedom Rides, we actually went to the cities of the Freedom Riders. So it is a very intense training and outreach week. Would you say, how did it change your life more than just obviously the impact you had on campus, talking to students? What did it do to you personally?
It was definitely a spiritual battle, and realizing that the culture that I live in is so corrupt, I felt that if no one else is going to stand up, I need to.
But I mean, your heart, did it do anything in you personally, as far as your walk with the Lord?
I do believe it did. I was straying away from my faith at one point, and working with such a Christian organization, it really helped me repair that relationship with the Lord.
And some good Christian friends.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
See, a lot of it's about the fellowship, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
I mean, there's no better fellowship, is there,
mm-hmm.
than hanging out with people that, A, are Christian, B, are committed to the cause. So you have this kindred spirit, we call it, right? Where you're hanging out, you're sharing stories, you're coming from similar places in your life. I think that almost more than anything characterizes our ministry, and that is that there's a bonding that happens. It's called synergy, mm-hmm. where when you get people together with similar backgrounds, similar cause. Similar interests, there's something that happens that's larger than yourself that it's hard to put your finger on. It's like family. I mean, it's something you'll never forget. And that is our Justice Ride, folks. And you can join us in the winter of 2017. But we're going to have a smaller version of that coming up here on July 13 through 15 when we go up to Cleveland for the Republican National Convention. Operation RNC, folks. If you're interested in joining us, please go to our Facebook page at Created Equal or go to createdequal.org and join us. It's gonna be historic. We'll be right back.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Lila Rose of Live Action.
Just wanted to say that I stand 100% with the efforts of Created Equal, with getting the truth visually out to students on campuses and inspiring them and equipping them to have that debate with fellow students, to encourage them to really question their support for abortion and encourage them ultimately to see the humanity of the unborn child, the violence of abortion, and ultimately to join our side, which is the winning side, the side of life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 43230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air.
Well, there you go, folks. By the way, do you recognize the voice? No, it's not Han Solo, and it's not Luke Skywalker. That was the voice of Winston Churchill, who was preparing the nation for war and said basically that we will fight on the land, the sea, the air, on the beaches, and the streets. Basically, we will fight everywhere. That's what he was calling the nation to, calling them to sacrifice because of what they were about ready to face in fighting Nazi Germany. And, you know, we're not obviously doing the same thing. I mean, in no way are we doing anything close to what happened in World War II. However, the idea that we need to fight for liberty, fight for life, fight for the preborn, we have to do it everywhere. So when we go to Operation RNC in Cleveland, Ohio, we will be on the overpasses. We will be on the streets with our trucks, our billboards. We will be on the sidewalks with our rallies and our outreaches. We'll hold press conferences. We'll hold protests. And yes, we'll be in the air. And there'll be more about that coming. I'll be talking about that next week. Hoping to draw national attention to the shedding of innocent blood that we as a nation and as a church, we need to be repenting for our apathy towards the killing of the preborn, if we ever expect America to be great again. Despite the words of Donald Trump, America can't be great again until America's good again. And we are not good right now. We don't deserve the blessings of God, no matter what Mr. Trump says. We're not going to find that blessing economically or any other way unless we return to Jesus Christ. So anyway, Operation RNC, go to my Facebook page or our Facebook page at Created Equal, or go to createdequal.org. By the way, you can download this radio program anytime you like. Listen to it on your mobile device 24/7 by going to Podbean or to iTunes, either one. We put this up every week on Monday morning, and you can listen to it. And obviously, we're on the air here at WRFD, 880 a.m. at 1:30 on Saturday afternoons. Okay, so let's resume here. We were talking to some of our interns, and we do this every year, and I wanted to bring them on, all eight of them. Actually, we have nine. We have a returning one this year, and she's handling the camera today. So we're going to have the next one up is Austin Pulver. Austin, where are you from?
Albion, Indiana.
What?
Albion, Indiana.
Albany? Closer to the mic.
Albion, Indiana.
Okay. Oh, what is it about Indiana again? I don't know. What prompted you to get involved in this, and how long have you been doing it?
I've been doing it about 2 years, and I think that killing innocent people is wrong.
That's, you know, it's pretty straightforward, right? Killing babies is bad. Live baby, good. Dead baby, bad. I mean, it's not hard to get that one, right? You would think that everyone would track on that one. Live baby, good. Dead baby, bad. So that's why you got involved, because you think dead babies is a bad thing.
Yeah.
So what do you think about our internship?
It's been great so far.
What have you learned?
Things, different resistant movements that have happened in history.
Such as?
The White Rose.
White Rose. Tell us about that.
They did leaflets exposing the Nazis back in Germany.
Who ran that? Who was ahead of it?
Sophie Scholl.
Nice. Good job. We're teaching you well. Sophie Scholl, so she was a young person, right? How old are you?
17.
17. She's how old? She was 19, was it? 19, sounds right. She quit college, or she was in the middle of college, right, and led that effort leafleting. She ended up losing her head over it, right?
Yeah.
She was killed. All right, Thanks, Austin, for being on the program. Lauren Metz. Lauren, where are you from?
I'm from Fishers, Indiana.
Indiana. You know, do we have anybody who lives in Ohio here? Okay, we got two. Jeez. Maybe we need to relocate. You know, we'll relocate to Indiana and then import all, you know, maybe the Ohioans will start stepping up to the plate. So, Lauren, this is your first year as an intern, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think? You like it?
I like it a lot. Yeah, it's been great.
Did you do a Justice Ride, too?
I didn't.
Oh, so you this is new to you.
Yeah. Actually, Created Equal came to my church once, and we did an outreach, and I went with them on that. And then, I don't know, Megan encouraged me to...
Megan Smith, the troublemaker here. Well, she isn't that. She's a troublemaker in a good sense.
Yeah.
She recruited you?
She did.
She put the strong arm on you?
Definitely did,
Got
yeah.
you here. Was it worth it?
It's been great,
Are you enjoying the summer?
I am.
So are you looking forward to going to the conventions?
Yeah, very much.
You know what? Here, let me just say, you know, not many people are looking forward to going to the conventions, right?
Yeah.
Because Donald Trump said that there will be riots. Remember that? Yeah. Now, he could be right. He could be wrong. A lot of folks that I have contacted to come to Cleveland have been hesitant to join us because of that. They are afraid that there's going to be violence. Now, there may well be violence. I assume there probably will be. There has been historically at these conventions. But that shouldn't stop us from going. I mean, we're smart enough not to walk into a battle between the Black Lives Matter and the police. I mean, it's just not going to happen. We're smart enough to do that, not to do that. But to say that there's going to be violence, there's going to be controversy, there might be this, that, and the other, and then not raise our voice, I think is wrong. Every 4 years, we have an opportunity at these conventions. The world is looking at America during that time. America's eyes are focused on these conventions. A lot of news comes out of them, and this is an opportunity for us to have a platform. So, you know, these are young people that are willing to go in there and risk, you know, possible physical harm. Not that I'm thinking that's going to happen, but very unusual, and most people don't even want to get anywhere near these places. It's interesting because years ago, we used to rescue at these places. That means we used to risk arrest. We used to block the doors of abortion mills during the conventions. And now hardly any pro-lifers even want to get anywhere near these places. And it's just really a status, kind of a statement as to where we are as a movement. Thanks for being. Adam Carell, where are you from? Let me guess. No, you're not. Where are you from?
Decatur, Indiana.
Oh, my gosh. I knew that, but this is crazy. So what attracted you? Why did you join us?
Because I think that to so many people, like, abortion is just a word or another political issue, and I think that Created Equal's style of outreach, that is showing the images, I mean, really brings back meaning to the word.
A lot of people hate those pictures. Why do you think?
I think it's because, you know, it makes them uncomfortable, which, I mean, it should, because abortion is
not good.
That's
the point, right?
Yeah.
Need to disturb people to make them think. Mm-hmm. Do you like getting called names by people when they walk by you on the street?
I think the more I'm called names, I think that's a good measure of how effective we are.
But you also have people that you have good conversation. And have you had some folks change their mind this summer?
Yeah, a couple.
We go down to Broad and High. We spend a lot of time down there because the schools aren't open for us. Adam, thanks for coming this summer. And Emma, thanks. Emma Misko, and let me guess, you are from Indiana, too.
I am not.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Saline, Ohio.
You got 30 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Why are you here?
Because after seeing what I've seen with Created Equal and, you know, learning what they've taught me, I couldn't just sit home all summer and I had to do something valuable.
I mean, you could have, like, hung out at the pool.
Eh.
Got your tan.
Not as important.
Hung out with your girlfriends.
No.
Maybe your boyfriend?
No.
Well, I think you're going to be better off coming and spending your time with us.
I definitely agree, yeah.
Emma Misko with us, our Justice Writers. Hey, folks, let's give ourselves a hand. All right. And, folks, if you want to send your young person to our internship for the summer, go to createdequal.org or go to our Facebook page. Pray for us as we plan our steps in Operation RNC. We'll see you next time. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington,
your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal.
For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net.
createdequal.net.
Be sure to tune to the Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders
in the culture war.